Gospel Boogie is next on Thumbin' Radio.
The funny way. I need a knife, fork, and a spoon. Hey, waiter, will you make this?
Take your hands off that dial, friends and neighbors. You found what you're looking for. It's time for some gospel boogie right here on Thumbin' Radio.
Hey-ho, friends and neighbors, how are you this fine morning? This is James, and you're listening to Gospel Boogie. Another week is upon us, another Sunday, where I dig into my records, black and white, country and bluegrass, and try to find some up-tempo gospel gems from the golden age, the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I'm glad to have you along for the ride here. I enjoy putting these shows together, finding records to spin on my turntable. Let's see here. What do we have? I got Dorothy Lovecoats, Victory 5, the Rangers Quartet, the Master Workers Quartet, the Bales Brothers, the Rhythm Masters Quartet. There's a few quartets. And many, many more. So sit back, make yourself comfortable. The time you're going to spend here does not count against you during your events of the day. This is free time. So use it wisely. Hang out with me. Let's get this show on the road. I'm going to kick it off here with the Homeland Harmony Quartet with a fun little number, I guess. Take a little time to pray. Let's go.
Jesus, take a little time to pray. Always in a hurry, never worry, and it seems to have no time to care.
Take a little time to
go to Jesus, take a little time to pray.
Take a little
time to go to Jesus, take a little time to kneel and pray.
Take a little
time to go to Jesus, won't you call upon him while you may? When you leave your home for work or play, you may not return back home that day.
Take a little time
to go to Jesus, take a little time to pray. Seek that home above.
Take a little time
to go to Jesus. Take a little time to pray. He, the Lord and Savior, will forgive you and will fill your heart with grace and love.
Take a little
time to go to Jesus. Take a little time to pray.
Take a little
time to go to Jesus. Take a little time to kneel and pray.
Take a little
time to go to Jesus. Won't you call upon him while you may? When you leave your home for work or play, you may not return back home that day.
Eternal. I'm so glad I'm on this journey. It's wayfaring pilgrims, we have started on this journey. At the crossing, we have started on this upward way. Though sometimes our load gets hard to bear and troubles come up on us, but there's always joy and peace upon this good, good way. Well, it's a good, good way that leads up to glory. It's a good, good way that takes us home. It's a good, good way that leads to life eternal. I'm so glad I'm on this journey. It's a good, good way. Up on us, but there's always joy and peace upon this good, good way. Well, it's a good, good way that leads up to glory. It's a good, good way that takes us home. It's a good, good way that leads to life eternal. I'm so glad I'm on this journey. It's a good, good way.
How about that 1-2 punch right there? Well, we kicked it off with the Homeland Harmony Quartet from around 1955-1956. That song there was Take a Little Time to Pray. That's a snappy number, huh? The Homeland Harmony Quartet had just come off of probably about 7 years or so of recording on the Bibletone label. The Bibletone label was going down in flames around this time, so apparently they jumped ship, or I don't know what happened, but they put records out on their own Liberty label. They put out 5 or 6 releases on that label, and that's one of them there. It's a 78 RPM record, Liberty Records 5010. Jot that down. There's a snappy one. And then we had the Cook Duet. It's a good, good way from 1970. The Cook Duet doing some country gospel there. That's taken from their LP, God Is Not Dead. Let's see here. What's next? Ah, okay. We got a 78 here from 1947. Sister Rosetta Thorpe. Here she's going to sing Didn't It Rain Children. This was recorded July 1st of 1947 in New York City. Sister Rosetta is singing with Marie Knight, and the Sam Price Trio is doing the musical accompaniment. Didn't It Rain Children.
God sent a raven to bring the news. He hoisted his wings and away he flew. Just
listen, hard rain.
About to rain.
I said it rained.
In the east,
it rained.
And in the west,
it rained.
In the north,
it rained all night.
And in the south,
it rained all day.
All day.
I said it rained.
And all night,
oh, it rained.
All night,
Lord, it rained.
And all
how it rained.
Thank you. knowing it was glad when the water stopped dropping. When I get to heaven, sit right down, ask King Jesus from my starry crown. Yes,
how it rained,
how
it rained. I said it rained,
in
the east, you know it rained,
and in the
rained
west,
all night, and
in the
rained all day,
in the north,
all day,
rain,
rain, rain, rain, go away, rain, rain, go away,
all kinds
of other day, you know it rained.
Rhythm Masters Quartet from 1962, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? That is taken from their third LP. The Rhythm Masters were out of Alabama. Governor George Corley Wallace declared them the Alabama Ambassadors of Goodwill. So they were a pretty popular group there in Alabama and the Southeast, and recorded several different LPs and 45s during the 1960s. Let's go back to 1955 now. This is a 45 on the Capitol label. It's Chester Smith, and the song is Singing My Blues to the Lord. Taking a look on my Billboard magazine, as I like to do, I actually found a review for that record. It was in the September 17th issue, 1955, of Billboard magazine. Let's see here. They give that song a 75. The write-up says, confident that Jesus will comfort and console them, Smith pours out their troubles to him. This also is taken at a fast clip and is handsomely backed by fiddles and guitar. Chester Smith, Singing My Blues to the Lord. Let's see what you think.
When nobody listens but Jesus, the troubles of my heart he has heard. I know he will comfort and console me, so I'm singing my blues to the Lord. Singing my blues, crying my blues, I plead for relief and not reward. I know he will hear me and console me, so I'm singing my blues to the Lord. Shouting the gospel, I reach him. In this humble way my heart is poured. He makes all my troubles much smaller, so I'm singing my blues to the Lord. Singing
crying my blues, crying my blues. I plead for relief and not reward. I know he will hear me and console me, so I'm singing my blues to the Lord. Can join my creator. Troubles on earth will make it hard, but I know there'll be someone to hear me when I'm singing my blues to the Lord. Singing my blues, crying my blues, I plead for relief and not reward. I know he will hear me and console me, so I'm singing to the Lord.
Wilcox, I say there, Wilcox, old man.
Reming Chester shotgun as I live, breathe, and batter my brains for burgeoning boasts about the battery of batteries, the Autolite Stay Full battery. The battery that needs water only 3 times a year in normal car use.
She's sounding off. Was it not you who defied me to find a camel that could go without water as long as an Autolite Stay Full battery?
Defy you, I did, you dubious dunderhead.
Please, no compliments. I concede your claim regarding ordinary one-hump camels, but what about a two-hump camel? Need I say more?
Well, you probably mean he can go twice as long without refilling. But Autolite Stay Full batteries hold over 3 times as much liquid reserve above the plate as ordinary batteries. Need I say more?
Jones, I shall have to find a dromedary with 4 humps.
Even that won't do it, for Autolite Stay Full batteries need water only 3 times a year in normal car use. What's more, in recent tests, based on SAE life cycle standards, Autolite Stay Full batteries gave 70% longer average life than batteries without Stay Full features. So get wise, get an Autolite Stay Full battery, because you're always right with Autolite.
This man, Jesus, never will leave you. This man,
Jesus,
will never deceive you. This man,
Jesus,
wish to relieve you and so long to bear you down.
Oh, this man,
Jesus, will
be near you. Near you. This man,
Jesus,
will cheer you. This man,
Jesus,
always near you. He's a wonderful thing I found.
Oh, this man,
Jesus,
never will leave you. This man,
Jesus,
From 1950, the Gospel Angels singing This Man Jesus. You know, I got to apologize there. That is sounding rough. You're probably listening to that going, what kind of recording is that? But let me tell you, that's all we got there. That is taken from an Imperial Label 78 that I have. And man, that record is clean. That is jam up jelly tight. No problem there. It's just a poor recording, a poor dubbing. Who knows what happened? A little surprising for the Imperial Label. That was a pretty decent sized label. Fats Domino was on that label. So I don't know what happened here. But that's what we got. The Gospel Angels, and that is their only recording, actually. Based on some of the evidence out there, they may have been based out of Florida, but that's really all I know. The Gospel Angels, their only record. And there's that song, This Man Jesus, 1950. Let's see here. Well, got a 45 I think I should throw on the turntable. From the late 1950s, I'm not really sure when this came out, just a guess by looking at it. The Master Workers Quartet. I have three of their 45s. They probably have a couple more based on the numbering of these records. That's my guess. Here they're singing a song that a lot of the groups did back in the day, When They Call My Name.
Goodbye, but we're dead and we're free today, when they call. across the Red Sea of destruction. For God was there to see them through.
There'll be no detours in heaven, nor a road along the way. I'm using my bottle for a romance, and I stop these limbs
from 1970, the Cousin Quartet singing that gospel classic, Using My Bible for a Roadmap. That was a Reno and Smiley bluegrass song there. They introduced it, and there's a fine bluegrass version of it there. The Cousin Quartet from Southwest Virginia. That is taken from one of their custom label LPs. A pretty obscure, rough and tumble, rough-hewn gospel cut there. The type of stuff I like. The type of stuff I enjoy bringing to you on Gospel Boogie. Again, my name is James, and yes, indeed, you're listening to Gospel Boogie right here on Thumbin' Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully, you're having a good time listening to these songs. I know I'm having a good time playing them. Don't forget, this show airs each and every Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Central. You can set your alarm clock there and wake yourself up to Gospel Boogie right here. But if for some reason that alarm breaks, your power goes out, or you are otherwise indisposed, don't forget, you can go to the Thumbin' Radio website and download and stream the previous shows to your heart's content. You can also reach me at james@thumbinradio.com. It's always good to receive notes from the listeners and let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling about the show. There's also a website you can check out, the Thumbin' Radio website. There's a Gospel Boogie page on Facebook. Search for that. And I also have a website, www.gospelboogie.net. How about we go with the Progressive Four? This is from 1949. This is the second record put out by the Progressive Four, but it was all recorded at their first session. The song is Old Time Religion. I consider this a fine, fine slice of Jubilee-style gospel. The Progressive Four only recorded for a few years. Let's see what you think of this one.
Oh, well, give me that old-time God. Give me that
old-time religion.
God, that
old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Lord, give me that
old-time religion.
Lord, that old-time
religion.
God, that
old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Well, the brother said, Milo, he thought he better make him a man.
Good enough for me.
Grabbed a handful of mud and a handful of sand.
Good enough for me.
Well, he thought he better make him a woman too.
Good enough for me.
But brother, he didn't know just what to do.
Good enough for me.
So he grabbed him a rib out of Adam's side.
Good enough for me.
Say, ego be brother Adam's bride.
Good enough for me.
Well, give me that old
time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Well, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Old time
religion.
Old
time religion.
Old
time religion. And it's good enough for me.
My God, brother, to put him in the garden nice and fat.
Good enough for me.
Say, Eve, here's the apple, don't ever touch that.
Good enough for me.
Well, Eve didn't believe what she was told.
Good enough for me.
So her and the devil let the apple hold.
Good enough for me.
So she thought she'd stop and have a little fun.
Good enough for me.
So she grabbed two more and gave Adam one.
Good enough for me.
Well, Adam was just like men folks will.
Good enough for me.
Well, you know he's gonna take what the woman had to give.
Good enough for me.
Well, my Lord, they thought he better walk them out.
Good enough for me.
Just reached in the garden and tossed them out.
Good enough for me.
Well, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Well, give me that
old time religion.
Lord, give me that
old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
My brother, that
old-time religion.
My brother, that old-time
religion.
My brother, that
old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
Give me that
old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
He promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He promised to guide and protect us on our journey and lead us to that promised land.
Our children were slaves in Egypt, lads of God took Moses by the hand, said Moses, go tell Pharaoh to set them free. But Moses wanted a way to get out, cause in his mind he'd get in and out. So he said, Lord, old Pharaoh ain't gonna listen to me. But the Lord said, son, throw down that rod. Old Moses did, but he cried to God, for he turned to a snake, as wicked and evil as sin. Then he cried again with an awful wail, but the Lord said, seize him by the tail. Old Moses did, and turned to a rod again.
He promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He promised to guide and protect us on our journey and lead us to that promised land.
Now the Lord said, Moses, I've got power, and I'll be with you every hour. I said, go tell Pharaoh to set my children free. Old Moses did, the Lord helped down. He sent a plague through the land about, but old Pharaoh told him to go and let him be. Well, it started out with a cloud by day and fire by night for to lead the way, and old Pharaoh suddenly decided to change his mind. So he gathered together his soldier band and all the chariots throughout the land, said, I'll let them Israelites go some other time.
He promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He promised to guide and protect us on our journey and lead us to that promised land.
When he came to the banks of the ocean blue, they turned to Moses and said, what'll we do? And old Moses fell on his knees there in the sand. And the Lord said, Moses, trust in God. All you gotta do is raise that rod, and over these mighty waters stretch both your hands. Old Moses followed the Lord's command. The waters piled up there in the sand. They saw the path that led to the other shore. When the ground was dry, they passed on through, and old Pharaoh's army thought they were too. But the waters fell, and they ain't never been seen no more.
He promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He promised to guide and protect us on our journey and lead us to the promised land. He promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He promised to guide and protect us on our journey and lead us to the promised land.
And lead us
to that promised land.
And lead us
to that promised land.
From around 1950, that was the Rangers Quartet singing Led Out of Bondage. That was released on their own private label. They had a record of the month situation going on. I don't know if they mailed them out, but seems like they tried to for a short period of time. It lasted probably about a year and a half. They tried to put out a record every month, it seems, in 1949, 1950. They were putting those out, and that's one of them there, Led Out of Bondage. That's one of my favorite quartets of the era. They had kind of a rough and tumble sound. I know quartet fans who are not big on the Rangers just because of that sort of rough sound they had with their bass singer. I personally like it. Their tenor singer would go on and do great work with the Statesman Quartet after the Rangers folded. And that's a fine song right there. How about we go back to 1946? This is a 78 RPM record on the Haven label, a fairly small label. And you're going to hear some of that early post-war hiss and noise that a lot of these smaller labels ended up with in the early post-war period. I don't know if that was because of the effects of rationing on shellac or what, but some of these are a little noisy. Here's Sister Marie Knight and the Sunset Four singing I'll Never Turn Back No More.
Oh, no more. No more. No more. No more. I'm gonna keep on till I that other show. Well, the rain may fall, wind may roll, sound may rise, wind may blow, but I'll never turn back no more.
Thus honors the different units of the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, a total of 1,000,000 camels sent free each week. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States twice a week, are rebroadcast to practically every area in the world where our men are stationed, and in cooperation with the Good Neighbor Policy, also to Central and South America. Listen again next Thursday to Abbott and Costello.
We usually judge a man by the clothes that he wears or the car he's riding in. And you can usually tell if he's doing very well by the house he's living in. But I'm here to say it don't work that way with everybody I know. I just got acquainted with some poor rich folks a little while ago. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. Don't you see it really happened to me? I'm a millionaire. I know that I'm poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I've got a home in the sky that money didn't buy. I'm a poor rich man.
1972, that was the Hanna family singing Poor Rich Man. That's taken from their custom label LP titled Shelter My Sheep. The Hanna family were based out of southern West Virginia. Mr. Arlen Hanna was the bass singer with that group. I was able to speak to him some 20-odd years ago and get some more records from him and hear some stories about his life and singing. He worked as a coal miner, passed away from black lung back in the mid-1990s. The Hanna family, Poor Rich Man. Let's see here. I got this 45. I think now's a good time as any to play it. From 1957, we got the Swanee River Boys singing I'll Not Walk Alone.
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield.
Come by the riverside to study war no more. 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 Study war no more.
Down by the Riverside from around 1955-1956. That's a 78 RPM record by the Victory 5. I cannot tell you how rare that 78 is. Their stuff is very uncommon. It's so uncommon, I don't even have a copy. This was gifted to me, these recordings, by a friend of mine who was nice enough to make copies of these songs. I said, hey, my friends on Gospel Boogie would like to hear that song, so he sent them over to me, so I really appreciate that. Down by the Riverside by the Victory 5. They were based out of Sacramento, California, of all places. Who saw that coming? But there they are, doing a fine version of that song right there. Let's keep the 78s going, huh? From 1953, we have Dorothy Lovecoats. This goes out to my buddy Ed out in Ohio. I know how much you like Dorothy Lovecoats, Ed, so this one goes out to you. On this specialty label, the song is No Hiding Place.
No hiding place down here. Jesus, not knowing the end was not, but they'll be running, trying to find a hiding place when it comes their time to die.
No, no hiding place
on the mountain.
No hiding place
in the water.
No hiding place
down here.
No hiding place.
Hey, I went to the rock to hide me,
my face.
But the rock cried out.
John and Matthew, they'll tell us how they had to face this life and all about their every care.
How did Daniel face the lion? We'll sing the songs of Zion
with the saints all gathered there.
We'll stand before our Savior and he'll save one. My favorite will be joy forever there. On the other side, on the this side of Jordan, and Jesus will be
there. Jesus will be
recorded May 3rd, 1957. That's the Blackwood Brothers Quartet there singing On the Other Side of Jordan. That came out on their 1958 LP titled His Hands. The Blackwood Brothers started recording for the good folks at RCA in the early 1950s, and they would continue to do so till around 1970, 71, somewhere in there. They had a good run of success, and they were definitely one of the premier groups of all time, really. They were one of the big ones right there, the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. Let's get back to the country, huh? From 1954, I took this from their Audio Lab LP. This is the Bales Brothers singing, Goodbye, Hallelujah, I'm Gone.
Toward heaven, with his feet on the land and the sea, shall swear by him that lives forever, that time shall no longer be, when the rich and the free and the poor man cries to the rocks and the mountains to hide. Then you'll hear me shout, Hallelujah, goodbye, I've gone up with the bride. Signs before his coming, he said the sea and the waves would roar, men's hearts would fail him as they wandered, and the heavens depart as a scroll, when seven thunders utter their voices, and this old world is just about gone. Then you'll hear me shout, Hallelujah, goodbye, Hallelujah, I'm gone, goodbye.
Mighty fine, feeling mighty fine, heaven on my mind.
Spiritual Airs Trio singing I'm Feeling Fine. You know, I know nothing about this record at all. It's a bit of a mystery. It's a 78 RPM record, so I can roughly date it. I would say somewhere around 1953 or so. What state it's from, what region it's from, I have no idea. It's on a custom label that I've never seen before. So there they are, the Spiritual Airs Trio singing I'm Feeling Fine. That was a song that a lot of different groups did. It wasn't a terribly unique song, but they just keep on going with it, don't they? That's a lot of energy there. Whoever they are, that's a good one. Alrighty, friends. I've mentioned it before in the other shows, but if some of you are wondering, how can I help out? How can I help out Thumb and Radio, and how can I help out Gospel Boogie? Well, I have got an answer for you. Check out the Thumb and Radio website. You'll see a box there called Donate Now. You could click that, and you can even set up for like a monthly deduction of a dollar amount that you deem fit, or if you'd like to give a flat amount, we definitely reach out to you, our listeners, and people who enjoy the programs on here, Thumb and Radio. Those of you who don't know, 24/7 offer classic country music. It just keeps on keeping on there. And they do a great job with that. And then I get my little hour here where I play this gospel boogie. And all these things cost money in regards to servers and money for licensing for playing these songs. So if you're willing to help out, it would definitely be appreciated so we can keep this show on the air. And thank you to those who have reached out and done that. A special thanks goes out to you. Matter of fact, this next song goes out to you. It's titled I'll Be So Glad. It's from 1958. It's the Gospel Airs on the Peacock label. I'll Be So Glad.
I'll be so glad when I get home. I will be so glad when I get home. Oh, Lord, I will be so glad. I will be so glad. I'll be so glad when I get home. Yeah, I will shout troubles over when I get home. I will shout troubles.
Drive on my long white robe when I get home. I'm gonna drive on my long white robe when I get home. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna drive my long white robe.
I know your robe will fit you well because you tried it on at the gates of hell. Try it on, child. I will be so glad when I get home. I will be so glad when I get home.
I'll be so glad.
Lazarus, 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 oh Lazarus, 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 dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, for I'm committed in this way. Hey, God, just dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, dip your finger in some water, Cuba. Marching come, for I'm committed in this way.
From around 1969, that's the Barnett family singing Lazarus. That's taken from their LP on Rev Records. That LP is titled Sings Amazing Grace, and it is an amazing record. The Barnett family, that's full of energy, vim and vigor, and some snappy guitar on the side. Alrighty, friends. Took a peek at my RCA TV radio service clock on the wall there, and it is time for me to turn off the turntable, file the records away, and plan for next week's show. So thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with me. Hopefully had a good time. Hopefully heard some songs you haven't heard before. I'm kind of counting on that. If you know all these songs already, then you are impressive. We look forward to being with you again next week. Don't forget, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Thumb and Radio. And our previous shows are available for download or streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Alrighty, friends. Until next time, y'all take care.